This 90-second long video,
threats to our Constitution aren't just coming from abroad,
has ignited a week of controversy and now an inquiry by the FBI into the six Democratic members of Congress who recorded it and who urged service members not to follow unlawful orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
All six are veterans of the military or the intelligence community. CBS News has learned the FBI told congressional leaders Monday that the Bureau wants to speak with each of them. Michigan Senator Alyssa Slotkin is one.
The president's reaction and the use of the FBI against us is exactly why we made the video. He believes in using the federal government against his perceived adversaries, and he's not afraid to use the arms of the government against people he disagrees with.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth launched a separate probe of Senator Mark Kelly, a retired Navy captain, accusing Kelly of misconduct and threatening him with a court-martial.
I'm not going to be silenced. I'm not going to be intimidated.
Last week, President Trump accused the Democrats of seditious behavior, punishable by death. Each of the six say they've since been menaced by death threats. Colorado Democrat Jason Crow released some audio of the calls.
You deserve to die. I hope you all get murdered.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said the Democrats who recorded the video need to be held accountable.
You can't have a functioning military if there is disorder and chaos within the ranks.
Just because there's an inquiry doesn't mean somebody's the target of a criminal investigation. And these members of Congress have a number of defenses. And the literal truth, military service members are to disregard unlawful orders, and they have First Amendment rights on steroids. They have a speech and debate clause protecting their speech uniquely. But John and Maurice, just the inquiry itself has a cost, financial, time, and energy for these six Democrats.